In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way somehow.
Life is long, but our mojo's strong. And unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
A new day dawns on River City, and we find ourselves at the future home of hair dryers, Dryeria, the only laundromat in the city featuring only dryers.
So is the expectation that you would show up with a bunch of sopping wet clothes?
Yeah. Well, I think the assumption, and remember, this isn't me making, this is hair dryer, that
right.
Like maybe you got splashed by a big puddle or you got caught in a water balloon fight.
So you get nude right there in front of God and everyone.
Oh. You go over to the Curse of Soak Island, get your clothes truly mm-hmm.
That's
wet.
Across the street, yeah. It's a good location.
Yeah, sure.
It's actually, I've been saying they should open a Curse of Soak Island there for years because yeah. It's mm-hmm. actually so close to Dryeria.
And outside, the three of you, along with the baddies that you left the River City First Enforcement with, Hammer Ned, Eel Patrick Harris, Squid Mark, Artificial, and Thumper, as well as Joshua Darnett, the, at this point, former River City First Enforcement officer.
You think maybe they could all form some sort of super bad guy team real quick just so we don't have to hear their names individually again.
I turn to them and I say, first order of business, most of you are going to need to wait in the van. There's just a lot. It's a gaggle names, right now.
Man. It's too, yeah, it just takes too long. There's too many people to get.
Okay, sorry, hold on. Which one of us, are any of us coming in? Because
who knows hair dryer the best?
I've only got two openings and then I'll take a pull cue and snap it over my knee and toss it to him. You sort it out.
Well, how are we supposed to play pool now? You just broke it in half.
whoever eats their half.
That's messed up.
Take a cue from him. He'll tell you.
That's good. No, just, low profile. Someone who's not going to be tempted to do a bunch of crimes. Someone who maybe has a personal connection with a hair dryer. Has any kind of contact with Clamgela. That would be sort of our ideal candidate.
Artie raises his hand. I have been in contact with Angela before.
Do you mean Clamgela?
What did I say?
You said Angela, I thought.
I'm full of Dorito dust. Yes, Clamgela.
Oh, my God. Is his face all messed up like what happened to Haley Joel Osment when he ate spinach in our AI?
No, it's just covered in a lot of orange dust.
I think about that face he makes in my worst dreams.
Yeah, the worst.
What does he eat?
He eats spinach. He's having a spinach eating race with the real human son and to show off. Man. And then it's half his face like melts off.
Yeah, his love is real, but he is not. And clearly. I think it's easy to forget that.
But then his biceps sprout up with anchors on them. And you hear,
and he beats the kid up. Have you not seen that movie?
Beats up his brother.
Yeah, I'm just saying it sucks that it was spinach. If I was going to die eating some food, I would want it to be some sort of zesty ball,
Kale. Yeah.
No,
a zesty ball shaped food is
like
the best food.
Like some sort of crunchy zesty ball.
Artie, why don't you come with us? And the rest of you wait in the van. Don't steal it. Don't drive. Don't leave.
Squid Mark stops halfway through eating the pool cue. Are we still eating the pool cue or...
If you get hungry enough, sure.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I just didn't know if it was off limits. If you're going to need it again.
No, it's for the table.
Sorry, also, these things unscrew. You didn't need to snap it in half. You could have just unscrewed it.
I want to stroll on it.
Okay, you guys stroll into the Dryeria. Inside, you see hair dryer. This place, currently, it looks like it was being built out into some kind of like storage unit, like a warehouse, but was not completed. So now he is developing it into the Dryeria, the future home of the Dryeria. You see hair dryer as well as his hot boys going around, sweeping up the place, picking up, you know, whatever debris, scrubbing graffiti on the walls, that kind of thing. Hey! It's you guys! Yeah, no, I see you. Hey, it's me, Hair Dryer.
Hello, Hair.
Is that what you always sounded like?
Well, yeah, the accent, remember, was fake. I'm from Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, from the Midwest. God,
the accent was just so good because it helped you sound like someone else. We're well, rolling
that was
with
when I was trying
big...
to be, that's when I was trying to be kind of an evil guy, you know what I mean? And, like, I was doing heists and stuff to try to finance my dream of opening the only dryer-only laundromat. But now I got a small business loan, and so, I'm
much
set.
Easier.
How is business, by the way?
Well, we haven't opened yet. Oh. So far, so good. So if you guys are here to, like, dry your clothes or something, we're not ready. I love the enthusiasm. We could hook up. We got a couple dryers here, or we could just, like, I don't know, blow dry your clothes till they're warm or something.
That's one of the top things I love when a dryer can do.
Make your clothes warm?
And dry. That's number two.
Those are, like, the two things.
And I'm a sea mammal, so I'm all set vis-a-vis being wet all the time.
Okay.
No, we had something sensitive to talk about with you. Is there a private place where we can go?
Anything you could say to me, you could say in front of my hot boys.
Here, I got this. And I'll just go dryer to dryer, activating them until it's so loud from dryer noise.
This is good.
What did you say? Who put shoes in there? There's a clear rule that says no tennis shoes. Oh, no, we didn't put the sign up yet. See, you left a wrench in
coins.
There or something?
There's coins.
That was overalls. But your guys' wife don't wear exclusively overalls. That's the sound of overalls in the dryer.
What did you guys need?
Let's go. Let's step outside.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah, that's much better. Okay, so what is it?
So we're fugitives.
Oh. Kind of shoe, like the shoe is on the other foot kind of thing. I'm a legitimate businessman, though.
Yeah, it's funny how life goes sometimes in
a
big city. But we need your help. We're trying to find...
Laundering money?
Oh. I should have expected that this was going to take a little bit of time.
Three episodes I waited for that.
We're trying to find a Clamchula, and we know that you've done some dealings with Clamchula, and so I was hoping you might be able to point us in the right direction.
Well, maybe I have, and maybe I haven't, but I have.
Which is it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I did. I mean, but it's all online.
It's all online?
Yeah, like you contact Clamchula contacts back you. It's kind of an anonymous...
How do you... What are you using?
Email.
Are you telling... sure you're not being fish-catted?
I mean, I could have one of my hot boys, you know, Spectacles Troy could take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I can send an email to you.
Well, he went to MIT. He could maybe help you pinpoint...
The email address?
Like the
either
IP
you know
address.
It would be in your history. I don't need to go to MIT.
I know the email address, but that's not... Okay, wait. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to assume anything. An email address isn't like a physical address that you can go to. You know that part, right?
Yes.
Okay. But if we can trace like the IP address, then you could maybe find her.
Oh.
You're being... Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why are you not more scared of Clamshaw?
Because I'm on the up and up now.
No, absolutely. But, like, you know, I'm surprised that you would be willing to sort of turn on her. I would think that you would just want to stay away from the crime world. I guess I shouldn't be looking at gift
you
in the
mouth.
No,
listen, I can explain it. Two reasons. First of all, I wouldn't be where I am now if you guys hadn't set me on the right path and said, like, just legitimately... like purchase a business and do it.
Yeah.
And then your buddy Dean, you gave me his car. I reached out to him. He helped me like with the paperwork for the loan and everything. So I owe you guys.
Hey, can I talk to you two over here?
There was a second reason, but yeah, go for it.
What's the second reason?
Hold on, no.
Well, it seems like you're not ready.
Hold on, I'm not ready for a second reason.
Okay, I'll wait on the second reason.
We need to talk about the first reason, what it means to us.
We're going to reconnoiter.
Okay, yeah, I'll wait over here.
Are you guys buying this?
So I'm not so sure.
You think he's...
I don't know. I tend to think that a zebra's stripes are black and white. You know, I wonder if maybe this isn't a vast cover-up for some sort of...
You hear Artificial. Was I supposed to join you guys over there or stay here with hair dryer?
Stay there, Artie.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we could have Artificial ping the IP address.
Oh. Right, so what if the pathway that we're being led down by hair dryer will just lead us right into capture by Clamton?
I have an idea. Why don't we... I know we're not supposed to divide forces, but since I am an undercover operative, why don't I pretend to go along with Hair Dryer and you two pursue some other line of inquiry?
That seems so misguided.
I'm trying to be productive, you know, and build off of it. I can't see a single reason. It's the most obvious thing.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what bugs me a little bit is that we all kind of came up with this plan together, and now you're saying it's my plan. You guys go find another even better plan.
That is the way of the operative. That's what they're doing here.
Do you guys buy it, or are you, do you think he's really turned over a new leaf?
I mean, I'm not a great judge of character, but he seems pretty solid to me.
Okay, I'm gonna sneak into the back office, and I'm gonna see what's cooking back there, and I'll get a look at his books.
Okay, Justin, give me a sneak roll.
Okay, I will happily do that. I would use extreme hiding, can use camouflage to hide in the environment, 5d8.
Yeah, you got 5d8, baby.
Fantastic.
What do you camouflage as in a laundromat?
Remember, not a finished laundromat. A lot of concrete walls and graffiti and...
A houseplant. A fiddly fern.
Good. A fiddly fern?
A fiddly fern.
Fiddledy fern.
Fiddly fern. Fiddly fern.
This another falderol.
This house plan is a gift to thee. If you can answer my riddles 3.
Okay. I freaking love that this conversation went Lyle saying, I don't trust him, walking into the laundromat, turning into a house.
Holy crap.
And then strolling for the back room.
Aw, crumbs, guys. I got 1-8 and 4 failures. 1-2-1-1-8. Ouch.
You got 3 ones.
3 ones, man.
I'm having a hard time. I'm trying to get my creative juices flowing and figure out what a mixed success of camouflaging oneself
as a houseplant looks like.
Fiddly
fern.
Yeah. He only gets the bottom.
I think that now you look like a plant man. But still the man part, much like in the classic film The Stupids.
Yeah.
Oh, man, plant.
Man bush. If we're going to do a whole stupid goof.
And so you don't look like Lyle anymore,
but you do still look like a person.
So I'm like stuck? Is that what you're saying? I'm like stuck?
No, like you've made yourself green and leafy. You've changed the way your frills look.
But I'm like stuck mid-plant camouflage.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it makes people not look at me, but mainly because they don't want to look at me.
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing.
It's like go away, green.
I look at everyone else in our little band of scoundrels here. I say, just making sure nobody else feels like they're about to turn into a plant. I don't know if Chlorophyllis put some sort of spores in the air that is now slowly going to do that to all of us.
Hey, did you guys want to hear my second?
Yes, sorry. What was your second?
I'm worried I'm going
to forget it. Yeah, sorry. What's your second?
Oh, it's Clamgela is just kind of a go-between, just a middle person, you know, kind of deal. So, like, that's not really where the scary is. Like, I could put you in touch with her, and what you guys do from there is kind of your deal.
Sounds good.
Well, we are on the run now, so perhaps she would entertain the
idea of using us?
We're criminals.
We are criminals now.
Let's try to get hired by her or whatever.
Yes.
Three stickers.
I think that's great.
But then...
Do you want me to do anything with this housewarming plant? Do you want me to...
That plant person?
Yeah, I look like a man plant.
Yes. Or a plant man?
This is just a regular plant, and he wants to put it in your office.
I'm a regular plant, and I must be placed into his office.
It has... It's connected to Amazon... The shopping
Well,
service.
This is interesting because right now, if you look around at all the hot boys, I got a lot of slabs of beef around here. I know it'd be nice to have something kind of more vegan.
Yeah. So this.
It's not fiddly fern. You don't want to eat that.
So this man plant.
Like he wants to join the hot boys?
No, he just put it in your office for decoration.
Yes, it's a gift. Someone.
I'm a decorative plant.
Yeah, he's decorative, so he wants to decor.
And check this out.
I'll just put him in your office.
Buy jelly beans. Buy Amazon. Buy jelly beans.
Fiddly.
I'm going to roll to put the plant in the office.
Thank you.
What should I roll?
God, that's such a good question. You guys love backing me into some DM corners here, huh? What would you roll?
I just want to make sure he's not trying to trick or trap us.
Is it a ZK?
You're right. The zookeeper. Okay.
ZK corner.
How about...
Hey, could it be the Zeke? Is that something?
Yeah, I'm the Zeke, baby. Okay, yeah, I'll interview him to see if he wants to join or let him decorate my office, I guess.
You keep saying him. This is a bush.
Well, he's talking.
It's an AI. It's a robot. It's connected to Amazon.
Well, so's that robot. And
to be fair,
Artificial waves his hand.
I'm a talking cow, so I mean...
Everything's just wild.
Yeah, I guess different strokes for different folks.
I'm a fiddly fig with a bad attitude.
Huh. That's not a great start to your employment application.
It tells jokes and weather.
Okay, hey, fiddly fig, was it?
Fiddly fig.
How big is the driver? Hold on. Fiddly fig, tell me a joke.
Fiddly fig, fiddly fee. You asked for one of my riddles three.
Well, I said a joke.
So I stole it from a giant's house.
Oh. Okay.
How big is the dryeria?
Like laundromat size?
That's a really good question.
Well, I was curious if perhaps you needed a plant manager for the dryeria, and maybe this plant man could become a plant manager.
Is that
I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Is that anything?
I'm all turned around and topsy-turvy, so for right now, why don't we go to my office?
Yeah.
And we'll draft an email to Clangela, and good. I guess we'll put the plant near the window?
Great.
Awesome.
Awesome, yes.
So
can it just be a montage of each of us sitting at the keyboard and me just sort of slapping the desk and be like, nope, anyone got good ones for typing?
Any of y'all got fingers?
My fingers are sort of splits of my fin, and they're each about 4 inches wide.
Mine are hooves.
It's not great. Lyle, what are you working with?
Maybe Artie has AI.
Artie could probably just send the email with like a radar dish in his torso or something. I feel like it would be insulting to have him type out an email.
While you guys are trying to figure this out, Navy, you get two phone calls at the same time. One is from Dr. Barker, a.k.a. Loveless. And the other one is...
Nope, what's the other
from
one?
Your father.
Back me into a corner. Okay, first I answer Dr. Barker. I say, Navy SEAL, please hold, and then I'll switch over to the call for my dad. Hello?
Dark Blue, what has gotten into you? You left me?
Yeah.
You are my ride, and you left me here. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I sort of revoke ride privileges when you narc on me.
Narc?
Yeah.
What? What in the deep blue ocean are you talking about?
I saw you on the cameras. You were narking us out.
I was making business deals with billionaire philanthropist Walter Russell.
What kind of business deals, Dad?
He's going to help me fund some, like, offshore observation towers.
And in exchange?
He's going to own part of them.
That's a pretty good deal, actually, Dad. I can see why you got excited about that. It's huge for the brand. But then right after you started talking to him, we got raided down in the basement where we were doing our secret thing. I'm just saying for, you know, trying to get some of the heat off our backs, you didn't do the best job.
I might have gotten distracted by the possibility of a business relationship, but that's part of being king of seals, don't you see?
Yeah. That's not a real position, Dad. That's not a real...
Oh, this again.
It's not a monarchic sort of structure. We are, at the end of the day, wild animals who have learned to stand and talk and chill and stuff. So,
and one of us is Golden Seal with a big golden submarine, and the other one is a disgraced member no longer of the Royal Seals. Let me check to see who's in charge. One of us is king, one of us isn't. Oh, that's so weird.
You'll never understand me, Dad. You just don't... Beep. I switch back over. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, sorry. I was doing a different call. What's going on, Bart?
I was calling for some updates on how, you know, the operation was going.
The operation. Yeah, pretty good. We found out what was taken, which is
what?
Great development. It's kind of funny. Hey, real quick, what do you know about Walter Russell? Like, what's your relationship?
The billionaire philanthropist?
Yes, everyone knows that bit.
Well, I mean, he's one of our major donors here for the Barker Innovations. A lot of our work, you know, he then buys a lot of our work and uses it in the enforcement agency, in his various businesses. We would not be able to do the research and such that we do without the funding from Walter Russell.
Okay, understood. All right, well, I'll let you get back to it.
What was missing?
I'll let you get... sorry, we're in the middle of another operation. I can't be loud or else we'll get caught. I'll contact
another
you
operation.
Later. I will contact you later. Over and out.
But I have so many more. Boop.
It's a joke I know well. And it goes a little something like this. A priest, a preacher, and a rabbit walk into a clinic to donate blood.
Okay.
The rabbit says, I think I'm a typo.
I get it.
That's really good.
I enjoy this plant man.
Just real quick, gang, I got a call from Travis Barker, and I didn't know if he's, like, if we should, who to trust, I guess, right now. I don't know how much in the lamb mode I should be switching into, but it feels like...
Well, currently I only trust the sun, so I think I'm a little too deep in the paint on this one. I have got to get out of this half... plant half man form.
Okay.
I just need to take one quick butcher's around his office if that's all right with
but
you
we're
guys.
All in the office now sending an email. So, like, okay. Mission accomplished. Yeah. With aplomb, you got us all in here, Juice.
Did I see anything that indicates to us that there's anything shifty going on?
I will give you, without rolling, I'll give you that surface level. There's nothing to indicate, like, you see...
What if it's with rolling?
I mean, you might find more.
Okay, well, that's what I came in here to do, so I'd like
to
have a
butcher's.
I'd be
willing to bet $100 million there's nothing else going on here.
Make success. There's nothing that you see that would indicate to you anything out of the ordinary.
That's, you know what? I'll take it. Fine. I'll take it. That's fine. I'm half plant, half man. I can't expect better. Why would I do better than that?
Okay, so one of you just log in here, and I'll give you the email address. You can send an email, the contact.
I'd be glad to. I've already worked up a first draft.
Wait.
can you check this for any sort of keylogging software?
Where'd you come from? Wait, are you still Plant Man?
What? I forgot that you were here, Beans. Oh, that's fair, though. Yeah, I am programmed to sound exactly like Lyle.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all actually he programmed me to say. It's like recording. I'm recorded, pre-recorded. This is pre-recorded. The end. Beep. It doesn't beep.
All right. Well, Roger, you're probably going to want to make like a fake email address or something.
Oh, that's good.
Make it sound super evil, like you're an evil guy with evil friends.
Okay. Yeah. Scuzzy Crumb a lot.
Now, hold on.
That's really good.
Yeah.
What about Scuzz?
Scuzz Crumb a lot?
What about
like that? I don't know if scuzz at cmail.com is going to be available.
Well, as a matter of fact, I checked, and I'm going to have to go with Scuzz Crumb a lot 17. There are that many Scuzz Crumb a lots.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. What are you going to put in the subject line? Because that's usually, for me, the hardest.
Okay, so the body of what I've come up with.
Well, the subject line, though. What's the
what are we going to line first?
Tired of morons.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a question.
You hook them with their need first. Okay. Yeah? Hook them with their need.
Can we use a word that's maybe a little kinder?
Goons? Is goons okay?
Well, but goons is kind of the whole deal. You want
Yeah, but see, we're trying to reshape their thinking. Yeah. We're trying to look at it a whole nother way.
Say, type in, I'm no goon.
I'm no, yes. I'm we're no, no goons. We're no goons.
We're not goons.
Oh, it's apostrophe. There's an apostrophe there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dear Clamjula.
Don't put dear, you're evil.
Stupid Clamjula.
So would hair dryer notice if I rolled away right now?
No, go for it.
Okay, I want to roll away to have a little bit more of a butcher's.
Okay, roll 3d8 for me.
Kind of a second butcher's. The dice, no. They gave me a big success again, Scraps. I'm so sorry, man. They know I'm a plant rolling around like a
Okay, here's what happens. You start moving around like one of those little...
I feel like a Miyazaki movie where like halfway through, like, he's going to walk around at some point, right? This is the most boring detective movie I've ever seen.
Now, you start doing that thing, like those little, like, kind of dashboard toys, you know, where it's like when music plays, the flower dances. So you are doing that, and he's already bought into, like, that you're like a robotic, half-robot, half-plant. So you're moving around, but it's not exactly subtle.
Okay, good, perfect, perfect, yeah, perfect. Tired of hiring incompetent goons? Mm-hmm. How about three competent goons?
Oh, that's good.
Lancelot LinkedIn gives us two prehensile tails up.
That's good, man.
Mostly due to our efforts of freeing some of your employees from the security force recently.
Oh, that's good really too, Dad.
Yes, we busted them out of jail to show you we're bad
boys.
Butts. We're bad butts.
Bad butt boys.
Nice. Strong language. You love that.
Baddest butts in town.
What?
And roots. We have roots in the community.
And then type in a free hat.
Free. We have our own branding, and we will give you a free hat if you hire us to do dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Then hair dryer sees the fiddly fig just slapping its leaves on the keyboard.
While Dad's typing?
I'm sorry, I forgot. You had an extra comma.
The free hat is so it gets picked up in the algorithm.
Oh, okay. Right, okay, yeah.
What? The plant spell checks too?
Yeah,
the plant does everything.
The whole thing's in papyrus. Let me
I think even the plant is getting tired of being the plant, if I'm being honest.
Well, that's deep, man.
Isn't it? So I think this bad boy's ready to send.
Insincerely awesome. Yours. The three bat butts.
Well, you need to put in your name. But is it possible you've forgotten it?
Also, should I use my name?
Also, wait, hold on. Are we gonna have to stay here at Hairdryer's place to wait for
a
response?
The next scene we need to meet. It's 40 minutes of us waiting. Yeah.
Let's set up an interview somewhere.
Well, that'll be at Clamgela's job, I assume. Typically, when you want to interview for a job, you don't set up the interview, you madman, you absolute lunatic.
Dad, when was the last time you interviewed for a job?
Well, I've never been fired from one, Travi, so I don't have any experience in trying to find a new job. I always have people coming to me.
Yeah.
This is why the Lancelot LinkedIn would be the best way to go about it. What time? Okay, how about this? P.S. What time do you want us to show up for our interview?
Mm-hmm. We can do 3:30.
Say we can do 3:30 tomorrow.
We can do 3:30 tomorrow.
Just a number.
Friday's looking pretty good also.
Earlier in the day, I've got my stories.
Right. So. And then your name.
Should I use my real name?
No, you use the name that you came up with when you introduced yourself in the first paragraph of the body.
Bovine?
Oh my God, you have forgotten already, didn't you?
Unbelievable.
Scuzz.
What did I say?
I lean over and I type in
Scuzz
Crumb-a-Lot.
Scuzz Crumbly.
Scuzz Crumb-a-Lot, I thought.
Okay, we'll go with that. I'll just sign Scuzz. Just sign Scuzz. That way it's kind of personal, but at the same time, sounds like I'm one of those bad butt people who only uses one name, like Cher.
That's cool. But when three people show up, she might be confused.
And associates. Scuzz and his scum buddies.
Scuzz, Crumb-a-Lot, and the Morsel Men.
Oh, that is good.
And we're the Morsel Men. And I just point at the plant. Us two are the Morsel Men. And you're Scuzz Crumb-a-Lot.
Yeah, insincerely.
Great.
All that's in it, yeah. Okay, well, while we wait for a response, you guys want to, grab a coffee? Or we could go over to Soaks Island.
This whole time...
What?
I'm transformed back into myself.
Justin, Tyler, I was going to get him out of the office for you.
I was a plant.
He was about to leave you in the office by yourself.
Well, that wouldn't have been... Where's the fun in that?
Where's the sport?
Where's the prestige?
He needs the sport.
What? Lyle?
That's right. Dance for me, puppet.
Okay. And he starts dancing.
No one ever knows where I am.
Oh, there's a response.
Wow, that was fast.
A little desperate.
It just says, what's your rate per job?
Oh, I hate that. I hate when they do like that.
Ask what they're willing to pay.
Market standard plus 10%.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know.
Plus
bad
market standard plus the juice.
point
the VIG.
The VIG.
Plus the VIG.
Tell them the juice is full.
Type that in. Science does crumb a lot in the morsel, man.
You get a response almost right away that says, I'll be in touch when you're needed. Now, at this point, Artie has been plugged in to the computer and dings.
Uh-oh.
We got a hit.
Yeah.
Artie, what do you have?
I have been able to trace the IP to a building. I haven't been able to pinpoint within it, but it seems that the emails are coming from within the River City First Bank.
Well, that's bad news for us. I'm not sure how persona non grata we might be if we show up there.
We can go incognito. And Artie holds one finger up under his nose like a mustache.
I love this, yeah.
It hasn't proven to be our strong suit.
Guys, it was me the whole time.
Yeah, no, we're all doing a lot of great disguise work today. Maybe let's circle back, head to the van, and put a little bit of elbow grease behind our
more effort. Well, into if you can get me into the building and I can connect to the router, I can pinpoint which computer the emails are being sent from.
Yeah, but then we have to do a podcast about you.
Well, I'd just be there with you.
It's okay. I like Artie. Artie sounds different enough for me to know who Artie is, which I like about him.
Thank you.
No problem.
Do you have any more Doritos?
Oh, I don't think that did a little bit of a number on you there, Tex.
But I love Doritos.
Hey, let's say this. If you do a successful job, there will be Doritos aplenty.
Family-sized bag?
Oh, yes.
But they would not be for my family. They would be for me and just me.
Maybe a party pack.
Here's what I would say, friend. Can't start a family unless you got the Doritos to feed them.
True.
That's so deep.
So sometimes you gotta get the family bag before the family. Because otherwise, people aren't going to feel safe with you or provided for.
That's what they mean when they say family planning. They're talking about making sure you get the Doritos you need before they even start.
I understand.
So remember that, kids.
So, yeah, let's get out of here. I hop on my skateboard. Grind off the wall. Grind. I do a little rub off the wall, a little jump, wall grind, jump off, 180 land.
Hey, everybody, in case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroymerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show. Let's learn everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Oh, bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn. Woo! I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
So now that you know that Clamgela is somewhere in the River City First Bank,
yeah,
you know that you've been contacted by Dr. Barker. What is your next move?
I mean, it didn't seem like Barker wanted anything from me, right? He was just hitting me up for information.
Well, I would remind you that he is one of the Greenback Guardians.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right.
remembering that, maybe I call him back real quick. Travis, wink, wink.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes, hello.
Hey, whoa, that was weird. Hey, is this Dr. Travis Barker?
Yes.
Wink, wink, wink.
The winks are appreciated. No idea if the line is secure.
So we found...
He's doing them, too.
Wait, is the line secure? Can you backwards hack it or whatever from where you are?
Yeah, let me see. Hold on.
Okay, and while you're
where
doing that...
Where is Artie?
We got him.
What?
Yeah, he's hanging with us for a minute.
He got out again?
He rode with us.
He's riding with us now, and that's all you really need to know right now.
Okay, have him check the line.
Have him check the line?
I already checked the line, pal.
Of course.
Yeah, yes. Check it.
This line is secure.
Amazing. So, listen, it's the tape. It's the Greenback Guardians pilot episode. What's that?
Why does he have to lick it to see if it's secure? It's why.
That's how I check. Plus, I thought I saw some Dorito dust on the phone.
Absolutely unhinged.
We may have broke your guy. He's just real jacked up. But yeah, so someone stole the tape, the cassette tape with the pilot episode unaired of the real Greenback Guardians.
Yeah, what would somebody see if they were to watch that?
Well, I mean, it's our origin story. It's, you know, how we became, went from being four little tortoises to being full-fledged, you know, fighting team, if you will.
You were just regular turtles.
A secret?
You were just regular turtles in the sewer, and you got swam through slop, right?
Well, no. We were trained tortoises, helping with experiments by Professor Dr. Barth Monroe, who, as I'm sure you know, is a physicist, surgeon, and extreme sports enthusiast. Mm-hmm. And then there was a laboratory accident while he was microwaving a burrito, and the ensuing reaction caused us to mutate into the Greenback Guardians.
Why would
But that's not a secret, right?
Well,
I mean, that's general knowledge, correct?
But this was intended to be, so this was brainstormed by Lamar and intended to be an accurate, like, the real Greenback Guardians. And it was, in fact, very accurate.
Was there something on that tape that someone either would want to see or would not want other people seeing?
It does detail the combination of chemicals that was involved in our creation.
Interesting. So someone wants to know the chemical compound that's capable of mutating animals into abnormals.
Was it not adapted for television?
It was never aired.
They put the real formula into the TV show?
This, as I said, was Lamar's, his work. He wanted it...
Sure.
Wildly irresponsible.
Just hugely. It's like if they used to show on Pokemon, and then they were like, and here's how to build a bomb.
Hmm. Did they not get any notes from the network? I mean...
This is why Professor Dr. Monroe made sure it never saw the light of day.
How did it get out of the pilot script stage, though?
The fact that this went into production at all is frankly wild to me. But that's neither here nor there. Someone took it. Someone wants to know that formula.
Well, that's the bad news. But there is good news. It won't be as easy as they think. For you see, it was in Betamax format.
Okay.
It will take them some time to be able to view the videotape.
To decrypt. Decrypt it. Mm-hmm. All right.
Makes sense. It was the superior format.
Indeed.
Well, we're about to do something pretty irresponsible, Dr. Barker. So if you don't hear from us for a minute, we've been arrested by cops.
Okay, I understand. Now, if you manage to not be arrested by the enforcement agency, then meet me at J.J. August's home. I believe we may need some help.
Okay, can we do our thing first, or should we
go there? Oh, yes, no, by all means. No rush.
Okay, awesome. I always love having a plan after a plan.
I thought you were going to say I always love you.
No,
No. He doesn't give his heart away quite that easily, my friend.
I'm a harp seal. We're loners by nature, Dr. Barker. I apologize.
That's okay. Well, Godspeed.
Oh, I'm not a harp seal. I'm a raw seal. Why did I lie like that? Guys, why did I just lie like that?
Well, because you like keeping people at arm's length.
I guess that's true. All right.
The walls are so high.
I think we've just established that.
So, on to the bank.
On to the bank!
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.